Our lab, first and foremost, like, if you haven't been here and seen it in person, you're not going to believe it. And this is actually, that lab is actually what made me stay, I mean, come to this company. When I saw that lab just taking a tour from the glass, I was so blown away. I couldn't believe there was that many towers and switches in there.
Hi, welcome back to Illuminations, the podcast from Approved Networks, a brand of Legrand. I'm Katie Miale, Marketing Director for Approved Networks, and I'm here today with our lab manager, and I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself.
Thank you, Katie. I'm Oliver. I've been here, I've been with Approved Networks for 7 years. Starting this year will be 7 years. Started
around the same time I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, just before me.
That's very true, yeah. And then I did start in the warehouse.
Yeah.
And slowly moved up into the lab and then became the lab manager years into it. Just very fascinated with this industry, this company at the time.
Yeah.
And even the acquisition has been pretty entertaining so far.
Entertaining. Yeah. That's one word for it. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, so you were kind of discovered by our VP of engineering, Brian Patton, and he poached you out of the warehouse into the lab, right?
He did, yeah.
Right, yeah, so you've had a great mentor. Like, he's one of the pioneers of this industry, so that's really cool. Yeah.
And he's not shy about sharing his information with any of his employees, which is amazing in a leader, right? You want your leader to be able to show you and not hold back information. Sound very...
He's great. He knows his stuff, and you're right. He does. He shares it. He's mentored so many people. Like, so many of his lab engineers or people working in engineering actually started through the warehouse. So, it's a great opportunity we've had here. Yeah. Even before Legrand.
Yes.
Which has also been great for us. I talked to Mika a little bit about the Legrand merger in the last episode, so we can check that out too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're the lab manager now.
Yes.
So I understand that in the past year we've made a pretty significant, or maybe the past couple of years, but the last year we've made a significant investment into equipment in the lab to keep us, as Brian says, bring Brian up again, on the bleeding edge, right?
So, yes.
Beyond the cutting edge. Brian doesn't settle for...
No. And then in this industry, it's ever changing, right? There's always something new, so we have to be... there. We have to have the latest equipment or else we get left behind and who's going to want to buy from a company that isn't up to...
So we're here to keep our customers where they need to be.
Exactly.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what kind of investments have we made in the, you know, the recent past?
So it seems like, it seems that we've been purchasing a lot of, we just want to be on top of all the testing and qualifications, obviously. So Legrand's been really good about investing in new equipment, new testing gear, you know. When I talk about equipment, I'm talking about switches, right?
Right.
And, the what was the latest back in the day has become the latest, the past now, and this is the newest switch of this vendor, you know, or this company. And so we have to have those on top of... all the software as well. The software is always updating. So they've done pretty well at investing in this equipment on top of investing in the employees.
Right.
You know, they are investing in employees, showing us that they do care, and let's get the right people in the right places.
Yep.
So we have everything comes out. We have the right product at the end of the day, right? The product comes out right.
Right. So basically, what we say in marketing is that we're actually testing and coding in the same equipment.
Yeah.
Coding for the same equipment and testing in the same equipment that our customer's going to have.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of the things that you guys do really well is that in our sales team and engineering and sales engineering, it's like a solution-based approach where we can actually tell our customers what they need based on what their scenario is. So for us, we have to stay kind of ahead of the game so we can get our customer to the next level.
Yes.
And I think it's great because you guys, like I said, along with sales, provide a lot of education for our customers.
Yeah, it is really cool. It's also What's really cool too is going back to sales and engineering working together when we have that, you know, we try to work with our sales team. Obviously, we're not trying to fight them. but the closer relationship we have, the more we can replicate what that customer is trying to create on their end or trying to solve on their end.
So what is it about Approved Networks Lab that actually sets us apart from other third-party providers of optics?
Our lab, first and foremost, like if you haven't been here and seen it in person, you're not going to believe it. And this is actually, that lab is actually what made me come to this company. When I saw that lab just taking a tour from the glass, I was so blown away. I couldn't believe there was that many towers and switches in there.
Right.
That's why working in it was amazing, and now being in charge of it is like mind-blowing. Like, I am so honored by it. But our lab has so much equipment in it, right? It has over 100 switches in there. So whatever the customer is asking for, we have it there.
Right.
And we have some variation of it. Going beyond the switches, the coding capabilities that we have here and how we code things is also just, in my eyes, it's just light years away from what everybody else is doing, because our engineers in there aren't just robots, they're thinking. And our parts, we put a lot of thought into it. If it doesn't work, there's no, hey, it didn't work, bring it over to me, and then, you know, or bring it even higher to the VP of engineering and figure out the solution. These guys are gonna figure it out. Where did the code go wrong? Let's do this. Let's add these bytes to it. Or maybe it's the way we're looping it. Let's loop it different. Let's connect it to this. That's what makes this lab so much more impressive than all our competition, instead of just plugging and playing.
Nice.
Because anybody can just plug and play. But our lab is thinking all the time.
Gotcha. Yeah, in a previous video that we did with Brian, our VP of engineering, he actually said that. He empowers you guys to do what you need to do, right? To get the job done, right? And he even said, like, you can't break anything. Like, just try what you need to try to get things done. And it gives you guys the opportunity to go way above and beyond that way, right? You kind of push the parameters of what's possible.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it, right? Just for an example, when one of our sales guys' customer had an issue, we coded it a million different ways. Didn't work. The customer still had the same end. And then we got on the call with the customer. Okay, that's what you're seeing. We weren't seeing that here. Now let me try to get that to happen here. Let me mess around with some of these bytes. Let me mess around with the switch. We were able to replicate the same issue the customer had in our lab and figure out what caused it. And that's how we were able to, and we were able to save that account, you know, but we were, just the fact that we were able to think and not just rely on an auto coder helped us out a lot.
Okay. You know? How's the 400 gig ZR Plus different than any other 400 gig optic?
The distance alone, the distance that it goes mm-hmm. is way further, and which is causing a lot of heating issues, right? That's, with any optics, that's just the biggest problem is heat. I don't know if you've seen some of the 800 gig stuff, but it's a different form factor. They got the OSFPs. A lot of them have like that heat sink on top. But the heating is always, and with more data and with our parts being smaller and smaller, parts are going to get hotter. So there's always that solution of how do we prevent this from overheating?
So one of the unique things about third party is that we can actually connect different OEMs, right? So if you're buying from one OEM, you have a switch from one OEM, a switch from another OEM, you're not gonna be able to buy optics for the opposite OEM, right? Yeah. So that's where we come in, and that's one of the things that we excel at. So how do you ensure that all of that works?
The simple answer to that is just vigorous testing, right? But because of our lab and the hundreds of switches, well, the over hundreds of switches we have in there, we are able to test it and make sure that the coding that we do have on there is functioning correctly on there. But we're looking for it. It's not just like, you can plug it in.
So explain to me like what testing is, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, you plug it in and then what happens?
Yeah.
Like, you plug it in, you walk away, like what happens?
So that's the thing, yeah, we wanna plug it in and we want to leave it and loop it. We have a loop, we call loopbacks, right? Uh-huh. Or at times we will loop them to parts that are going to play nice with it, right? We have a sample set of 25 gigs in the lab that we always use for testing. Like, hey, if the customer is going to do this, we want to make sure it works the same exact way.
Right.
And if they're breaking it out to any NIC cards, we're going to connect it to NIC cards to make sure that it functions the way it's supposed to. So this is like, we are really testing this the same way the customer would be using it out in the field, right?
Right.
And that's what we want to replicate. And we're looking at the information as well when we test it. It's not just plugging, seeing the light go green, cool, send it out. Now it's
right.
Doing that, making sure traffic is flowing. Let's look at all the commands and let's look at all the readings and make sure that the readings are accurate and passable. And if there's anything that's wrong, first we make sure that it's not on our end. And if, you know, is the coding correct? Is the distance that we're testing correct? Because that's another thing too. When we have parts that go distance, such as ERs, EXs, or ER4s, we're testing at 40 kilometers with the big spool box we have in the lab that has 40 kilometers of spool in there, so we can make sure it's going to go that distance. And we're not just promising, we're not making empty promises to the customer. We're like, we know that this is going to go 40 kilometers. And that's how we're making sure it's tested the way it's supposed to be used.
Okay, yeah, so let's take it back even before you get to testing. What's so incredible, like what's so unique, or what makes our coding the best in the business?
So our coding, it makes it the best because we're always keeping up to date, right? What a code that would have worked 5 years ago with an update from that certain vendor, we'll just say like a Cisco, is not gonna, it might be outdated, and all of a sudden there's bytes on there that don't work, and there's new bytes that need to be on there. And on our end, we're figuring this out. We're making it work the way it's supposed to work in the latest software. All our switches are always kept up to date, right? Because if you're not, then you're not coding to the customer's needs, especially if the customer's constantly updating their switches. So our coding, because of that, it makes some of our coding the best. We're always investing in our coding equipment too. And it also comes from investing in our R&D department as well. You know, it starts a lot of our coding starts in our R&D here at Approved.
And so what does the R&D department consist of?
The R&D department, that's the cutting edge department is what I like to call it, because they are on the latest and greatest. So nothing comes into our lab until it goes through R&D first. So R&D is the start of everything. For the latest and greatest, they gotta know everything that's coming, what changes are happening, and then from there, the lab will replicate. Well, they will kind of explain to the lab, this is what's gonna come down eventually. And they also, our R&D department qualifies all our parts, and it qualifies a lot of our codes too. Yeah, we are always investing in our coding equipment and our employees. We want them to know all the changes and all the coding that needs to happen in certain parts and certain things. We want them to be up to date on everything too. So all our equipment's up to date, our employees up to date. Well, as far as the coding is up to date, the employees up to date as well.
So the equipment's up to date, the coding's up to date, which is the most important thing,
yeah.
But the employees know how to implement it.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. So I know you've mentioned that you do stay up to date on the latest industry standards and the technology advancements, but actually, how do you actually do that? Is it, do you attend trade shows? Do you, you know, are you on the internet researching all the time? Where does that information actually come from?
We stay up to the latest and greatest with the industry standards. Trade shows is one of the great starts. Like, we go into trade shows, you're gonna see stuff that's gonna come down the pipeline, not even in a year or two, but like in 5 years, and you're like, whoa, okay, that's what we're working towards. Nice to know. So then us here at Approved are now kind of figuring out the solution and working towards that goal. Like, this is what's going to come down in the pipeline. 1.2 terabit parts are coming. Like, that's the future, you know. So by going to trade shows, that's one of the ways. And then the rest, I can't really speak too much on as much as I would love to.
All right. No, that's good. Yeah. Like, I'm like wondering why I never knew some of this stuff, but clearly there are certain top secret things, so that makes sense. And how do you handle any potential compatibility issues that may be raised when using third party with legacy networking equipment? So not all of our customers actually have like the latest switches. So
very true.
What's our role in, you know, kind of working with customers where they are at any level in, you know, as far as where their network is right now in terms of technology?
Yeah, and really quick, not every customer needs the latest and greatest. Like, let's be real, you
right,
know?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's, just to throw it back on the lab, that's the beauty of the lab that we have here, is some of that equipment we have in there, some of the switches we have in there, is legacy stuff. And it's legacy stuff that is probably up to like the latest version of that time, of the last time that company updated it. It's funny you bring that up, because the coding on those is vastly different from the coding on the latest.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so then there are, at least on our end at approved, there are times where there's certain names for these parts. Like, we will have actually, the vendor itself is pretty good about renaming the part, even if it's like an you know, the same part, but this one only works for this older switch. Uh-huh. So there are different part names for older switches, and there's newer part names for newer switches. But for the most part, because we have that equipment, we're able to test it and make sure that it does work in there. You know, but at the end of the day, too, that also, in the lab, we don't see much of what, we just get an order.
Right, right. Order, no, I know exactly like, where yeah, you're going. And you're just, like, I don't really know what the customers are necessarily doing, but you do see that you get orders for stuff that's kind of, you know, we're still selling. Do you get a lot of 1 gig anymore?
All the time.
Yeah. So we're still selling a lot of 1 and 10 gig, and different industries are still on those. A lot of times it's going to be education.
Yeah.
Government. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We still get, you know, GPONs.
Depending on what GPONs
is. GPONs, and like that's it. Every now and then I'll see a Zenpack. And I'm like, wow, like, this is
I didn't
awesome.
Even know there used to be one in this room, right? There might be one in there in
Maybe.
That cabinet. Yeah, no, that's funny. So interesting, because you would say when you get into like high speed financial trading or something like that, then you get into like the faster.
Yeah.
But you see in the lab, you get a piece of paper with an order on it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So a lot of this is more account management and marketing stuff.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, it goes back to what I was saying. Some parts are older, have different names, and we know legacy part.
Like, yeah.
You gotta use that legacy code. So that's very helpful.
So, you know, the 400 gig ZR came out this year. The company's made some investments into new coding and testing equipment, particularly in testing and in research and development, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, Micah and I discussed, like, what were some of the benefits or advantages or some, you know, benefits, I guess, that we've experienced since being acquired by Legrand. And I would say that's probably a big one, is the investment into research and development. And like you said, people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
people, equipment. Yeah.
They're really living up to what they promised. So that's why, you know, it's been, like I said, very entertaining.
So, yeah, that's all awesome stuff. Let's talk about what's next, to the extent that you can. Like, we can't give away the secret sauce. I get that.
Yeah.
But as an industry, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there aren't a lot of secrets, right? So we know 1.6 terabytes coming.
What's coming next for approved, at least, is 800.
800 you know, gig?
Yes.
We this have, first quarter, I heard?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have seen an increase, at least in our R&D department, for 800 gig. So, like how approved has always been, we're always trying to be prepared for everything. And we've invested into equipment and gear for the testing and functionality of these parts.
And I heard that's here, right? So
it is
we have
here.
Parts we're working on, and the equipment's been here since the last quarter of last year.
Yes.
And
I would say even sooner than that we have.
Even
it.
Sooner
yeah.
than that. All right, so yeah. you give a little secrets. So 800 gig is any day now, practically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then 1.6 coming.
1.6 is kind of, you know, and that's just me speaking off of what we were able to see at OFC, you know.
Right.
OFC, like I said, you'll see some very impressive stuff. And when I saw the 1.6, I was very blown away. But first comes the 800. So let's see what we can do with the 800, what the customers do with the 800.
So explain the benefits of working with third party when it comes to whether it's direct attach cables and multi-vendor or breakouts.
That's the beauty of coming to third party, right? We're not committed to just one OEM. We can work with all of them. And we're just as committed to all of them, too.
But, so how does that work? Like, you could, someone in their network could have a switch from one vendor and they need to connect to a switch from another vendor?
Yes. So if you have, like as you said, one vendor and you just have two different switches, we can code these direct attach cables or active. They can be both. It doesn't have to be one.
So there's direct attach copper cables and then there's active optical cables,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. We can code them to play nice with each other. I mean, talk to one another. Whereas in your OEM, well, they're just committed to their switch.
They're not going to sell you cables that'll enable you to connect to a different switch.
Exactly,
a different vendor switch. Well, thanks so much for being here. Like, seriously, I know it's not part of your job. It's not what you do. You don't talk for a living. We have plenty of people around here who do talk for a living. And so we really appreciate you being here and talking about the lab. And we really appreciate everything you guys do in there. You do a great job, and we know
you.
It. And yeah.
Yeah, on behalf of the lab, thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Oh, for
that
sure.
Means a lot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, it's not just your fearless leader. He could not do it without his people, right?
Yeah, no. But
all right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Later, skaters.